South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including checking, savings, and IRA accounts. Also, personal and auto loans, internet banking, and bill pay. South Central State Bank also has financing for your agricultural needs. South Central State Bank gives its full support to the Blue Hill Bobcats. South Central State Bank, the one place to go. Member FDIC, online at southcentralstate.com.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan High School. Rob Osmond, Tyson Abronick with you as we prepare to set the stage for the Twin Valley Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. You're listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet. It's Hastings only, no worries, GM-certified used dealership. Shop Kerr Chevrolet on South Burlington and find out why. We're about to find out who is our champion of the Twin Valley Conference. Coming up here in just a moment for the boys' side, the Blue Hill Bobcats taking on the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. Blue Hill came into the tournament ranked seeded number one. Lawrence Nelson seeded number two. Blue Hill took care of Franklin to get here on Tuesday, and on Friday they took care of Silver Lake. 58-42 in the game that you heard here last night on the Breeze. Lawrence Nelson, again, number two seeded, dispatched Deschler on Tuesday. And then yesterday on the game here on the Breeze, they beat Shelton 55-22 to set up where we are now, where the Bobcats are set to take on the Raiders for the Twin Valley Conference Championship. And there's a lot at play here in this game, Tyson.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Rob. Blue Hill is number 10 in Class C2. Rob, they have not won the Twin Valley Conference Tournament in 25 years. It was actually a team that Coach John Coffey was a member of. Blue Hill is really hot right now. They have 10 wins in a row. And this is going to be a rematch of a great game that was played on January 26th, where Blue Hill was just able to edge Lawrence Nelson by 3 by the score of 47-44. For Lawrence Nelson, they haven't been back to the title game since they won the Twin Valley Conference Championship in 2005. And Tom Jensen, I was really excited about this year's team. He says, as of last night's game against Shelton, that was the best that he has seen his team play this year. So Tom Jensen's really excited. Momentum is riding high for both teams, and this should really be a great contest.
Yeah, I'm clearly looking forward to it. And again, when they seek these teams, they do so for a reason. And when it comes out, number one playing number two, that's the way it was designed to do, unless you have a Cinderella team or something like that. But both these teams are playing so well. Lawrence Nelson now is 12-4. The Bobcats are 14-3, and are two very solid ball clubs going at it here. It's going to be a question now of who wants the title the most.
Yeah, and that's right. And what I think we're going to look for is just breaking down some of the matchups here. You know, Kurt Birkin is obviously going to be one of the big keys for Blue Hill. He can help. Not only can he help draw attention on the offensive side, which really opens up the rest of the offense, but also on the boards, where I believe that this game is going to be won, because we called both games yesterday, and Garrett Swoboda for Lawrence Nelson had a tremendous game in the rebound department and on the scoring department. He will be the player to watch today for the Raiders, as he scored 18 points and had 14 rebounds yesterday in that contest against Shelton. And so defense plays as well as they did last night, where they held Shelton to just 4 points in the first half and 10 points in the first three quarters. You know, I think that that's really going to play into their hands, because Blue Hill is a team that can score a lot of points. So, like you said, it's going to be a game of, who wants it more.
Yeah, that's exactly the case. Now, a couple of things that we were concerned about: Maverick Busboom on the Blue Hill Bobcats, one of their starting guards, kind of rolled his ankle. I think it was in the fourth quarter yesterday. And ran away from it like it was okay, but those kind of things have a way of setting in. I'm looking at him as he's warming up now, and he looks no worse for the wear, so clearly he's going to be out there. Will he start? We'll find out from Coach John Coffey in a little bit as they make their announcement, but for the moment it looks like Tavis Buffum, a really superior freshman player for the Bobcats, did a great job. May not rack up the big points. I think he's averaging just over 4 points per game, but he is one of those playmakers that sets up the big guy, the Birkin inside, and Riley Boniface and Chad Hastings as well. So it could be some pretty interesting matchups up here because, you know, you mentioned Garrett Swoboda. He is their playmaker. He's a hustler. Andy Peterson does an absolutely fantastic job. Swoboda's their big score. He averages over 14 points per game. Andy Peterson over 11 points per game. And rebounds are pretty solid. Swoboda is just aggressive inside there. And then I was kind of surprised yesterday by the play of Derek Harrington on Lawrence Nelson. He was just very quick, and when he got the ball as an outlet, because, you know, somebody else was Swoboda was covered or wasn't available, Harrington was just there and put those points in and made those easy buckets. He does that tonight. The Bobcats are going to have their hands full.
Yeah, and that's just part of the way Lawrence Nelson executed last night on the offense or in their transition game. It was very very nice to see what Lawrence Nelson was doing last night, because as you noticed, when we called that game in Silver Lake 2 weeks ago, both teams really kind of struggled offensively, and Lawrence Nelson did a great job last night of executing in that transition play on that rebound, that outlet pass that Harrington ran so well, and that's a play that gets drilled to you in practice every single time. When somebody gets the rebound, you take off, and when you're playing at that forward position like Derek Harrington is, that's his role. He got down there, and he had a lot of points in transition, really to help Lawrence Nelson pull away from Shelton last night.
Well, they'll definitely need that tonight. Cody Bolte, another solid player for Lawrence Nelson, typically starts, I assume will start this evening, but he's one of those guys that when he comes in, he just hustles. He's 110% all night long.
Yeah, Bolte does a great job of being able to find the hole. When he's driving the ball down, he has such great vision with the basketball, and he just does a great job there. Shooting is not his strong point, but what he adds everywhere else is valuable. Shooting just 43% inside the arc, but that's due to his ability to get to the rim. He's extremely aggressive on defense and averages 2.5 steals a game. Just 5'9", had 9 rebounds against Deschler, and he thrives in the Raider matchup zone.
Yeah, and very, very quick hands, and he'll have his hands full tonight as he battles the Bobcats, whoever he gets matched up with, because the Bobcats are one of those teams that are they're stacked. I mean, they are a solid club. They're pretty deep off the bench as well, but they've got Chad Hastings over 15 points per game, Riley Boniface 14 points per game, and Birkin only averages 9 points per game, but I got to tell you, he draws some attention in there, and he frees up a lot of the other Bobcats.
Yeah, he does, and that's alluding to that a little bit earlier. That's what Coach Coffey loves so much, and with the offense. I mean, on defense, you can see where he's so valuable because he has he averages 2 blocks a game, and his presence is just felt. And you gotta, if you're Lawrence Nelson, they're gonna be moving away from Birkin, but like offensively, you're exactly right. He has the ability to get Osdick and Chad Hastings and Riley Boniface. Their ability to shine because of what he draws, the defenses. I mean, they're forced to cover him. You can't run a man to man and give him the opportunity to go man on man against somebody unless you've got like an Ostrander from Silver Lake where they were able to do that a little bit. But here, you know, Lawrence Nelson's probably going to come out in that zone. They have a lot of zone defense that they're going to be running, and that's just going to leave some shooters open. So look for Blue Hill to take advantage of that.
One of the big things we talked about with Coach John Coffey yesterday is the fact that they've got to keep Birkin out of foul trouble. If he gets in foul trouble early, Lawrence Nelson is assured to make this a tighter contest. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will have our New Tech Seed starting lineups for you. We've got the boys' championship game coming up here in the Twin Valley Conference basketball tournament at Donovan. Stay with us. It's all coming your way on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back one more time to Donovan High School. Rob Oswald, Tyson Habronik with you. We're going to hold off on our New Tech Seed starting lineups for just a moment as they try to, as they get things all sorted out here as the clock winds down, because they do that nice, elaborate starting lineups for the crowd out here. It's good for the kids to get out there, get their name called, and hear that. But it gives us a good opportunity to, remind you that the consolation game, by the way, which took place earlier today in this tournament, went to Silver Lake with a 54-50 win over Shelton in a game that was just wrapping up here before the girls' game got started. Both these teams that we're going to be seeing here tonight, the Bobcats and the Raiders, are quite accustomed to playing at this higher level. And they are quite accustomed to playing each other as well, as we have seen them play a couple of weeks ago,
yes,
when Blue Hill won 47-44. That was not the game where the Brock Kumpke hit the 3 points as he hit, as I had thought. After a while, these games kind of blurred together. But North Shelton just barely was edged out by the Bobcats here just a couple of weeks ago. Chargers are the bench being introduced now. I guess we can go ahead and give our starting lineup. Brought to you by Gary and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed, proud sponsors of our starting lineup. So Blue Hill will be the home team. So we'll start with Lawrence Nelson. And starting for the Raiders will be Andy Peterson. Peterson is a 5'10 senior, averages over 11 points per game, and he's going to haul down at least four boards a game as well. Garrett Svoboda is a 6'1 senior. Svoboda is the top scorer for Lawrence Nelson under Coach Tom Jensen. He scores over 14 points a game, and he's going to pull down 10 boards on average. Just a hustling, flat-out hustling kind of guy for Lawrence Nelson. Cody Bolte is a starter. He is a 5'11 senior. Bolte averages just 4 points a game, but his impact is felt across the court. Derek Harrington is a 5'11 senior with a start. He averages 8 points per game, and he's going to pull down about five rebounds as well. So Harrington will be one that Tom Jensen will be counting on to come up with some big numbers tonight. Jason Folmeyer is the fifth starter for Lawrence Nelson. He is a 5'11 junior. Folmeyer averages 6 points per game, and he's going to pull down on average about two boards. Very strong outside shooter, leads the team in three-point percentages for Lawrence Nelson. That's your starting five for Lawrence Nelson Raiders under head coach Tom Jensen. Again, their record is 12-4. Starting lineup for the Blue Hill Bobcats under head coach John Coffey. Kind of hoping to see if Maverick busts them. We'll go ahead and give you the usual suspects, if you will, as Blaine Buellis likes to say. Maverick Busboom should get the start tonight. He's a 5'11 freshman. He averages only 4 points. He's a very strong free throw shooter. Maverick Busboom, 5'11 guard, a freshman. And Thomas Ozdick with the start. He is a 5'9 senior guard. Ozdick averages just 5 points per game, but again, it's a very solid. He really picked up his game last night, and that is something that Coach John Coffey was very pleased to see. Chad Hastings gets a start as well. He is a 6 foot senior guard. Hastings, top scorer for the Bobcats, 15 points, solid off the boards, and 71% for the free throw. Maverick Busboom just was introduced, so he will get to start tonight. Riley Boniface is a 6'2 senior forward. Boniface, number two in scoring for the Bobcats, averages 14 points, solid off the boards, and just a very intimidating character out there for the Blue Hill Bobcats. And the big guy will be Kurt Birkin. He is a 6'6 senior. Birkin averages just 9 points per game, gets some solid board as well. They'll expect him to come up big tonight for the Blue Hill Bobcats, who are 14-3 as we speak. And the state championship, or excuse me, the Twin Valley Conference championship at stake here in just a moment. We'll have the tip-off coming your way. Glad to see that we had our starters on the money. Tip-off will be coming your way. I expect to see Kurt Birkin and probably Garrett Swoboda. We'll see who they actually bring out. Championship games here bring out three officials. Great crowd on hand. I have to tell you, Lawrence Nelson was just here for the girls in the last game, and the Blue Hill Bobcats have wasted little time flooding their side of the stadium as it's packed to capacity. Kurt Birkin lined up, ready for the tip-off. And it'll actually be Jason Stolmeyer who will tip off against Birkin, 6'1", or 6'6", rather, versus 5'11". And we're underway for the state championship. Birkin palms it over and picks it up real quick to Chad Hastings. Ozdick now working with the ball to Boniface. Boniface bounce pass over to Hastings. Hastings pass underneath, goes to Boniface. Boniface hard off the board, gets the shot, gets the foul. Riley Boniface gets the shot, just powering his way in and off the backboard. Draws the foul. It'll be Derek Harrington picking up his first personal as Boniface connects for the three-point play. It's 3-0. Bobcats on top early here in the first quarter. Peterson works around to the right side to Swoboda. Swoboda feeds Harrington inside. Harrington kicks it out to Bolte. Bolte for three. Rattles to the iron, but it's no good. Rebound goes to Hastings. Riley Boniface takes the pass, works it over to the left wing. Works it around the arc now in the hands of Thomas Ozdick. Back to Boniface, back to Ozdick. Ozdick now looking over that defense, trying to find the angle. Crosses over to Maverick Busboom on the left wing. Busboom will walk out around. Open shot from Hastings will go, from Thomas Ozdick will go for the easy two just beyond the free throw line for the easy bucket. 1 minute has passed here in the first quarter. It's 5-0. Bobcat up on top. Swoboda working with Folmeyer. Folmeyer tries to back his way in. Kicks it back out to Swoboda. Three-point shot blocked by Hastings. And the Bobcats get it back. Up by five early. Three-point shot up and in and through from Chad Hastings. Hastings on fire. Makes it an 8-0 ball game. Quick start for the Bobcats. Lawrence Nelson will have to respond or it'll be a long night for the Raiders. Bolte now works around to the top of the key to Swoboda. Swoboda being covered by Boniface now. Reaching in with Ozdick. Comes away empty-handed. Raiders now working on it. Bolte now on that right wing. Bolte almost lost control of it. Gets it back. Gets it to Swoboda. Riley all over him. Three-point shot from Folmeyer. Rolls around. Looked like it was going to go, and then it did not. It bounces back out. Ball bounces out of bounds, and the Bobcats will get control and a chance to build on this 8-0 lead that they've built here. 5:53 to go in the first quarter. Championship on the line for the Twin Valley Conference in Donovan. Birkin takes the pass underneath. He'll turn around, jump, put it in. Birkin up with a quick two, and it's a 10-0 Bobcat lead. Raiders now trying to regroup, get it back. Foul called on the other side on the Bobcats. It'll be Riley Boniface picking up his first. Raiders will inbound from the far court. Raiders in there all black. White stripe down the side. Bobcats in white with their blue stripe down the side. Bolte drives inside, cuts the corner of the paint, gives up to Swoboda, who streaks across. Thought about going. Three-point shot from Folmeyer is going to be just short. Riley Boniface is going to be there to haul it down. Thomas Ozdick now with it at the top of the key. Eyes that Raider defense, works to the right to Maverick Busboom. Busquem shoots it inside to Boniface, and we're going to get a traveling call. Boniface had to work his way around Harrington, and as he did with the ball, he took the steps before putting it to the ground. The traveling violation hands it over to Lawrence Nelson.
So they're 3 minutes in, and Blue Hill already up to a 10-0 lead, and you know that Coach Coffey wanted a quick start tonight, and he's certainly getting that from his Bobcat offense.
Three-point shot from Harrington. This one is no good. Boniface again there for the board. I think it's three or four boards already for Riley Boniface. Ozdick now working the corner with Boniface. Boniface on the wing, tries to go baseline, gets turned away by Garrett Swoboda. Boniface now sends it to the top of the key all alone. Ozdick gets it up and in. Thomas Ozdick, 4 points. And it's a 12-0 ball game with 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Great stuff, Bobcats. Lawrence Nelson has got to be a little bit concerned now, but they're showing some good pause. Ball in the hands now of Andy Peterson. Peterson being covered by Chad Hastings. He'll give it to Harrington. Harrington to Swoboda. Swoboda dishes back to Peterson. Peterson has it knocked away briefly by Hastings, and he'll regather it and send it across to the other side now. Olmeyer has a pick by Boniface, and falling on it was Harrington. Now Swoboda tries to come in the backside, can't get it to go. Three-point shot from Peterson goes in. Andy Peterson was all alone on that left wing and just drops it in. 12-3. 3:28 to go. In the first quarter, Riley Boniface pass inside to Birkin. Birkin gets double-teamed, and he'll kick it right back out to Ozdick. And Ozdick now with another easy two. Thomas Ozdick with 6 points. Timeout from Tom Jensen. The Raiders need to talk about it. 14-3 is our score. It'll be a short one. We'll stay with it. That's not the way the Raiders wanted to start this contest.
No, Rob, they're going to have to make some adjustments here on this timeout because right now, Lawrence Nelson is just crashing inside, and what Blue Hill has done offensively, and it's giving Hastings and Ozdick the chance to get some points up on the board, is they're working that inside-out game. They're driving the ball inside, and then Hastings and
Ozdick are
Hastings,
right there.
Yeah, they're right there for the easy two-point bucket, and they came in a few steps. Normally that play is good for a three-point play, and then they come in because there's plenty of room so they can come in and get some easy two-point
basket. The two shots that Ozdick just hit were just outside the paint.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're able to get that much penetration and that much of an easy shot that if you miss those shots, you're in trouble.
And I think that's just all because of what kind of presence that Birkin and Boniface have been down low here. They're playing havoc on the Lawrence Nelson defense.
Absolutely. We'll see how the Raiders regroup now as we get back to action. 3:05 to go in the first quarter. Peterson with the Raiders' only points. Addison McCartney in the game now. He's trying to work himself inside against Maverick Busboom. Now it's back to the top of the key to Michael Schroer. Schroer's pass to Swoboda is broken up by Ozdick. Ozdick cuts to a breaking Riley Boniface, and Swoboda breaks that up and turns it away. Andy Peterson will bring it back for the Raiders. Good hustle by Swoboda to keep that from becoming an easy two. 3-point shot is going to be off the mark and short from Michael Schroer, the 5'10 junior. Comes in off the bench, misses the big three, and the Bobcats will get the board. Hastings now goes underneath to Riley Boniface to Birkin, just out of Birkin's hand, but there to pick it up was Hastings. Hastings' shot was no good from 14 feet. Raiders now back at the work. Peterson on the left side, just outside the arc. That's it across now. Now working on the right side as he passes off to McCartney. McCartney did very well off the bench yesterday for Lawrence Nelson. Back in the wing now to Michael Schroer. Over to McCartney. McCartney thought about going for three. Blackboom wouldn't have any part of it. And he'll kick it right back out. Now Swoboda steps inside the arc. His shot is off the money. And Thomas Ozdick reaches up and hauls it down for the Bobcats, who still lead by 11, 14-3, with 1:26 to go in the first quarter. Hastings work with Busboom. Around the arc it goes. Ozdick tries to feed Birkin inside. Birkin had to come out to get it. as Swoboda had some good pressure on him. Now Boniface from the baseline throws it up. It's too deep, but the rebound's going to go right to Thomas Ostick. He'll kick it back out to Hastings. Now Ostick takes it off his foot, throws it inside to Boniface, who drives, spins inside the lane, gets it up, second effort. Ball's going to go knock out of bounds, but the Bobcats will maintain possession. Good look from Boniface as he streaks in and gets a second effort, but couldn't get it to go as the Raiders had swarmed him at that point.
Good job, though, by the Blue Hill Bobcats. The offensive rebound crashing the board, second and third opportunities, and then the ball knocks off a Raider, so they're going to get a fourth opportunity here on this possession. Lawrence Nelson has to do a better job of crashing the boards, being more aggressive.
Bobcats with the ball now. Clock under a minute. Inside speed to Boniface. Boniface didn't quite get a good handle on it, but enough to shovel it to Ostick. Ostick gives to Hastings. Hastings has a look. It's just off the mark. Up ahead, Addison now doesn't see it. Addison turned right. The pass from Bolsey went left. And out of bounds it goes. Good opportunity for the Raiders. Goes to the win. Perkin will come back in the contest now. Boniface will get a breather. As the Bobcats will get the ball back with 44 seconds to go. Ostick will hustle it across midcourt. Brock Kumpke now in the game. Feeds Perkin quickly inside. Perkin's going to get pushed and shoved by any of three Raiders. Could get this one, and I think it's going to be...
I think it's Bolte. Not sure.
I think you may be right. Bolte was certainly in on the mix. No. Jared Ryman. In the meantime, the Bobcats get a two-pointer in. Did not see who got it. Bolte now working his pass is going to be nearly picked off, but McCartney hustles and gets it back, makes the feed to Jared Ryman. 16-3 is our score. Perkins gets the board for Blue Hill. Ball pushed up ahead now to Brock Kumpke, to Perkins, to Hastings at the buzzer, and it's no good. And we'll go to the second quarter with our score, 16-3. We'll be right back with that second quarter action for the championship on the Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The superheroes of service, powered by Pentwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need, when you don't know but need to. High tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Pentwood.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second quarter underway. It's all Bobcats thus far, 16-3. Andy Peterson, the only scorer for Lawrence Nelson on a big three as the Raiders try to battle their way back in. Holmeyer throws one up. It's no good, but Arrington was there for the rebound. He just heaves it up, and Perkin will come down with the board defensively for Blue Hill. Ostick now working with Hastings to Kumpke. Kumpke works it around the right side, gives to Ostick. Ostick's shot broken up by Bolte. Bolte passes up ahead to Peterson. Peterson up and in for two. Good read and good hands by Cody Bolte. 16-5 off the turnover. Blue Hill up by 11 now. Pass over to the corner to Hastings, to Boniface. Foul's going to be on Cody Bolte. That'll be his first. Blue Hill with the inbound pass to Boniface over on the right side. Boniface to Kumpke, works it around. Bolte steals it again. Now Bolte on a breakaway. And Cody Bolte puts it up and in for an easy two. Quick hand. And a nice execution for Cody Bolte, as he cuts the lead down to 9, 16-7, Bobcats still lead. Boniface now working against Andy Peterson. Pass over to the right side to Hastings. Hastings loses the dribble and then pulls back. Now Boniface tries to go inside. He lays one high off the backboard. It's no good. Out of bounds on the rebound. Last touch by Lawrence Nelson.
Great defense so far from Cody Bolte, as he's able to, the last two offensive possessions for Blue Hill, he's turned turnovers into fast break points and cutting back into this Blue Hill lead a little bit.
John Coffey wants a timeout for Blue Hill. 16-7 is our score with 6:35 to go. I want to take this opportunity to welcome those of you listening online on our live streaming at KLIQFM.com. Always appreciate, got a lot of emails this last week or so from Blue Hill fans and a lot of our listening audience out there. Always appreciate the comments. Love it, especially when you call Grandma and Grandpa across the country who was able to listen in on the internet. Always appreciate the any emails that we get. Thanks so much for listening to us online. Back to action now. Brock Kumpke throws up a shot. He gets two bounces off the back, off the rim, rather, and it will not go. Lawrence Nelson falls down the board. Tom Jensen calls the play to Peterson. Peterson puts it in motion now. Svoboda tries to cut. He'll kick it out all alone with Cody Bolte, and Bolte throws it in. Bolte with a nice touch from the left wing to drill that one. It's a 16-10 ball game. Bobcats now have been quiet. 3-point shot the other way goes in from Chad Hastings. Hastings now has two big three-pointers for Blue Hill. Peterson drives inside, throws it up, and Harrington was there on what looked like a pass. And Harrington gets 2 points for Lawrence Nelson. 19-12. It is a 7-point Bobcat lead. Bolte almost had another pick, but he got a little too much of Brock Kumpke. Tried to race his way down the court, but referee's right on him with the whistle. Yet to put up. Maybe it was just knocked out of bounds. Which I think is the case. 3-point shot goes up and in. Chad Hastings has popped three threes, two of them right in a row. 22-12, back to a 10-point lead for Blue Hill. Lawrence Nelson knocking on the door now. Andy Peterson going against Chad Hastings. Picks up Ryman. Backing his way in is Pohlmeier. Pohlmeyer's going to be triple-teamed. 3-point shot all alone. Garrett Svoboda had all day to look at that one. That's a big 3-point shot. He'll take that any chance he can. 22-15. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Maverick Buffoo's pass picked off by Cody Bolte. And Bolte will go up and get it in and draw the foul. Cody Bolte with the steal. Gets the two and is fouled. And an opportunity for a 3-point play, and that's a shot in the arm. The Raiders need it. Bolte has just been quick.
He's absolutely taking this team on his back right now, Rob, with his defensive play, getting those steals, and he's converting them to points. And now he's going to get another look here on that last Lawrence Nelson possession, though. Triple coverage on the inside, left Svoboda wide open for a 3-point play. Lawrence Nelson is playing much better offense right now, and the gloves have come off. This has been a fun one to watch.
Yeah, this is really heating up. Three-point play is not going to happen for Cody Bolte as the free throw is missed. The Bobcats will bring it back up now by 5-22-17, our score. Pass inside. Birkin has it knocked away, and it ends up in the hands of Michael Schroer and Lawrence Nelson. All alone, Svoboda drives baseline and gets it to go. Garrett Svoboda got the ball in the wing and was all alone up the baseline and could have dunked that one home. 22-19, the Bobcats are up by just three. Inside, ball going to be knocked out of the hand. Matt Thramer had the ball knocked out of his hands, and they say it went off his foot. So the Raiders pick up a huge opportunity here, trailing by 3, 22-19.
All momentum has shifted over to the Raiders' side right now, Rob.
Absolutely. Working hard now is Jason Ryman against Birkin. Now Svoboda looks over to the right side. Addison McCartney has it to Svoboda. Back to Peterson at the top of the key. McCartney now on that right side. Pete Svoboda inside going against Boniface. Backs in and draws the foul. Shot was off the mark. But Svoboda not afraid to back his way in there.
If that shot would have fallen, the crowd would have absolutely erupted because that would have been a chance to tie this game. This is Lawrence Nelson, who's down 16-3 at the first quarter.
Incredible. Svoboda hits the first of his two. He's got 6 points on the night. Boniface heads to the bench. Coach Coffey making some adjustments defensively on that line as Svoboda prepares for his second free throw attempt. It's up, it's in and out. Bounces around, and the rebound's going to go to Justin Tupper, who's in for the Bobcats. 3:40 to go. 22-20 is our score. Birkin gets fed underneath. He gets blocked out. Shot from Hastings goes up, foul, and I think he steps. Nope, they're going to call a push on the Raiders as Birkin heads to the bench. The foul's going to be on Addison McCartney. It'll be his first. Hastings to the line, hits it.
Yeah, on Andy Peterson.
Oh, they changed it. They had 11 up there. So Andy Peterson guilty of the foul. Second shot is through from Chad Hastings. Hastings has been absolutely on fire. 24-20 is our score. Raiders down. Working, trying to get it inside to Svoboda. Svoboda backs his way against Hastings. Turns, jumps, and bounces around the rim off the baseline. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds by Lawrence Nelson. Addison McCartney got a hand on it. And the Bobcats will take over with a four-point lead and 3 minutes, 12 seconds to go in the first half. Osick goes inside, kicks out to Hastings. Hastings works his way around the top of the key, now working left. Three-pointer shot, or just inside the three-point line. No good from Osick. Rebound went up and in, or up and around from Hastings, and no good. And the Raiders will haul it back. Still down by four. Svoboda tries to back his way in, gets turned away by Hastings. Now McCartney will go in. He'll spin and kick it back to Svoboda. All alone now, Jason Ryman will give back to Peterson. Peterson thought about cutting his way in. Gets it back from McCartney. Now he gives it up to Schroer, to Svoboda now. Svoboda takes a couple steps inside. Nothing there. He'll bring it back. And back inside now to Svoboda from Ryman. Three-point shot from McCartney now. Goes way up and over from the right wing. Thomas Osick was there with 2 minutes to go now in the first half. Inside now to Tupper. Tupper takes it around the top of the key. Working it around the other side now. Going baseline, drive, pass, kick back out to Osick. He can't handle it. And he'll even across the court now. Inside to Osick to Birkin. Birkin with a shot up off the backboard. Count it. Kurt Birkin had good position. He went up solidly off the backboard to bring it in and draws the foul. Foul's going to be on Andy Peterson. It'll be his second. Birkin to the line now with 4 points. His first shot from the free throw tonight. Shot is up and in. Nice 3-point play for Kurt Birkin. 27-20. Blue Hill on top of Lawrence Nelson with 1:40 to go in the first half. Cody Bolte has the hot hand for the Raiders. Goes inside, kicks it back out. All alone with Harrington. Harrington trying to work his way around. They're going to take a call with a step. Nope, he's going to be fouled as he tried to work his way around Birkin. I think Birkin's going to pick up a cheap foul.
Yeah, a cheap foul is exactly right, Rob. Birkin didn't have to do that. He was coming across the baseline, and he just stuck his hand out just kind of carelessly and picked up the reach-in.
Raiders now with the ball. Cody Bolte on the right side. getting pressure from Osdick. Now all alone, Addison McCartney for three. It's off to the left side, bounces around. Perkins gets the board for Blue Hill. Ground wanted a foul on Cody Bolte for reaching in. Heard some skin smack. No whistle blows. Osdick now kicks it back out on the left side to Tupper. Tupper getting pressure by Bolte. Ball comes sitting out. Bolte picks it up. Has to unload it to his right, and he's going to pull back. Three Bobcats were in position. Now Bolte will go baseline, and I think he stepped on the line as he tried to cut back. Bolte doing a good job hustling. Showed some smart play calling there, but as he works his way around, instead of pushing the issue, with two on three, he decides to pull back. And then couldn't capitalize on his drive up the baseline now. Clock down to 38 seconds to go in the first half. Osdick gets double teamed, kicks it off to Busboom. Back to Osdick. Osdick now getting some pressure from McCartney. Bolte tries to pick it off again and misses. Foul's going to be called on Addison McCartney.
McCartney turns to his coach there. This is what I do.
He'll pick up his first. Nevertheless, and Osdick now with 15 seconds to go crosses midcourt. Through the pressure now to Busboom, tips it across. 3-point shot on the left wing is no good from Tupper, but underneath with Busboom and a Maverick Busboom draws it down at the buzzer and gets it to go. And Coach John Coffey excited about the play from that young man right there. 29-20 is now we're going to the locker room. We'll take a quick break and come back with our Allens of Hastings halftime show. Bobcats on top. You're listening to the Twin Valley Conference Championship game from Donovan on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
For all your auto body needs, see Jordaning Body Shop in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop takes the hassle out of getting your car fixed after an accident. They do complete body work as well as glass installation, and insurance jobs are welcome. Whether it's a small ding or a major fender bender, let Jordaning Body Shop take care of it. 414 West Saline in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop, wishing the Blue Hill Bobcats good luck.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome to your Allens of Hastings halftime show brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Proud sponsors of our halftime show. Well, after scoring only 3 points in the first quarter, Lawrence Nelson outscores the Bobcats in the second quarter 17-13 to make this a 29-20 contest. And the Raiders had drawn within four in that second quarter before the Bobcats regrouped and started to put some shots together, courtesy of Chad Hastings with 13 points in the first half for Blue Hill. Osdick has 6 points. For Lawrence Nelson, Cody Bolte has 7 points, but he's been responsible for at least six other points beyond that because of his quick hands and good passing underneath.
Yeah, early to start that second quarter, like I said, Cody Bolte had a great defensive performance. He contributed to four steals, three assists, and I believe two baskets on breakaways. So just a great job there from Cody Bolte. He really got Lawrence Nelson back into this game. We alluded to right at the end of the second quarter, how excited Coach Coffey was about that play by Maverick Busboom. All year, Coach Coffey has been wanting to see Maverick Busboom get more aggressive underneath the basket. Maverick Busboom, once again, just a freshman, so he really hasn't shown signs of being comfortable. Well, that time, that missed shot by Tetford, Maverick Busboom just goes in there, forces himself in, gets the rebound, and he's got the time awareness to know exactly how much time he's got to put that shot up. Gets it in right at the buzzer. Coach Coffey really excited. Plus, that stretches the lead back out to 9 points and just gives the Blue Hill a lot of momentum going into the locker room.
Absolutely, and you can see the excitement on Coach Coffey's face as that half wrapped up. But I've got to tell you, if you're Coach Tom Jensen of Lawrence Nelson, you got to be pretty happy, too. I mean, you've had some guys that you needed to step up. Now, if they can just get their regular guys, I mean, Garrett Svoboda has 6 points. And that's pretty much on track for what where he should be. But he's had some opportunities and has been turned away as the Bobcats clearly are focusing on Svoboda. And it's giving the Raiders some opportunities to pop some three-point shots.
Well, one of the things, Rob, that I think that Coach Jensen has to be particularly excited about is the fact that they did come back and fight in that second quarter. You get down in a 16-3 hole at the end of the first quarter, we see a lot of teams, they could potentially lose it in that
yeah.
second quarter. If
yep.
they don't come out on fire and ready to play, the game's over by halftime.
Saw that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And now Lawrence Nelson had that opportunity or certainly could have folded and, you know, against Blue Hill, who could blame them, actually. But just shows you the character of this Lawrence Nelson team to dig down and to come back, and that just comes from solid coaching and the good character of their of the Lawrence Nelson players to dig down and make a game out of that and actually win that second quarter, you know, and pick up, close that gap by an additional 4 points. And that, you know, that pays big dividends down the road. They've got to be pretty happy about their play there in that second quarter.
Well, even though Blue Hill ended with the momentum there, as I believe they rallied off, 22-20 at the 4 minute mark, and Blue Hill rattles off 7 straight points to end the quarter. But like you said, they did win the quarter, and Coach Nelson has to just say that, you know, that hey, we can come out and play with these guys. If all we got to do is keep winning quarters, we're going to nibble away at that lead. The defensive aggressiveness has to be there, and it was, as we saw, to start the second quarter. Then Blue Hill started to work their shooters back in a little bit. So it's a little bit of a cat-and-mouse game going on right now between these two teams, and it'll just be interesting to see what kind of second-half adjustments are made.
Well, that's what Lawrence Nelson is going to have to do. They're going to have to keep that defensive pressure up and keep that aggressiveness up as well if Lawrence Nelson wants to close this gap any further. Andy Peterson has but 2 fouls. Cody Bolte has 1, Harrington has 1, and Jared Ryman has 1. So the Raiders can't afford to step up a little bit and play a little bit more aggressively. As for Blue Hill, nobody in foul trouble. In fact, only Riley Boniface and Kurt Birkin, I think, have fouls. Is that correct? Only 2 fouls?
Yeah, that's what I have down. And so that's working really well for the Blue Hill Bobcats right now. Another thing that's working well, and that's how they were able to get out to their lead there in that first quarter, Blue Hill shot the ball very efficiently there in that first quarter. They had a stretch where they were 6-for-8, and then I think they finished the first quarter at 6-for-10, but they're also getting a lot of offensive boards. They have 5 offensive boards, whereas Lawrence Nelson only has 1. The defensive rebounding battle about the same right now. Lawrence Nelson's got 12, Blue Hill has 12. Lawrence Nelson with 9 defensive rebounds. So rebounding department, though, on the offensive side, that's giving Blue Hill some second-chance opportunities that is converting to points. Is the reason that Blue Hill has a 9-point lead.
There was a point in that second quarter where the Raiders started to close that gap and got as close as 4 points, and you could feel that momentum shift. The Lawrence Nelson fans had absolutely come alive and were ecstatic about it, and that was feeding. The team was actually feeding off of the crowd to help them, and then a good timeout called by Coach Coffey of the Bobcats kind of quieted things down and allowed the Bobcats to regain control of the game at that point and build now to a 9-point lead. But it could be a lot closer had a lot of the Bobcats not stepped up during that last.
Yeah, and actually it was 22-20 at the 4-minute mark, just a 2-point
game. Okay.
And then what big play was Kurt Birkin getting that 3-point play down low. And he's just like such an offensive key tonight because really Lawrence Nelson doesn't have exactly the guys on this. They don't have anybody tall enough to play him. I mean, the size matchup is really favoring Birkin right now, but still, Lawrence Nelson's brought out some good defensive packages. They play zone defense anyway, so it's not uncommon for them. I mean, they can adjust. If they have to have two post players come and cover Birkin, they can adjust that because they're used to running some zone defense.
Well, and you can tell that. You can see how they're able to make these adjustments to try to create some good matchups and trying to get that angle in there. And so far, as we sit here as the halftime winds down here, I'm just looking at the clock, a 9-point lead, and it's still anyone's ball game here as we come to the second half. Let's take a 1-minute break, and we'll come back with our second half action. You're listening to the Twin Valley Conference Championship game on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan's second half. Underway now, Kurt Birkin drops one in for the Bobcats to open up the contest. It's 31-20 now. As Lawrence Nelson now goes back to work and tries to cut into it. They trailed by 9 at halftime and are now down by 11 as the shot is up and no good. From Jason Folmeyer, Bobcats get it back. Osdick works his way around the right side, now all the way across to the left to Hastings, who steps up from baseline. His shot's no good. Harrington hauls it down for the Raiders. Peterson goes to the left side. Folmeyer's shot way off the mark, but Harrington, again there, turns around, throws it up off the backboard. Birkin had boxed him out. Shot is no good, and Maverick Busboom gets the rebound. For Blue Hill. 11-point ball game now. Blue Hill on top. Busboom over to Boniface, looking for the big guy underneath. Just inside the 3-point line. It's no good from Osdick. Boniface was there for the rebound. Now Perkin, and Perkin goes up and is going to get wrapped up before he can get the shot off by Jason Folmeyer. Perkin had his easy two. And Folmeyer will prevent him from doing so. Birkin will go to the line. He's 1-for-1 so far. 7 points for Birkin. Make it 8 as he hits the first of 2. Birkin's shot is, second one is no good. 32-20. Lawrence Nelson, 3-point shot up off the mark. Harrington with the rebound. His shot no good. Birkin with the board. For Blue Hill. Osdick hustles it back down to the top of the key. To Boniface. Now to Osdick over in the right wing. He's inside to Boniface, who drives in against Swoboda. Swoboda swaps it away cleanly. Good defensive play for Garrett Swoboda. From the wing now on the right side. Busboom bounces it over to Boniface, tries to go inside, turned away by Jason Folmeyer of the Raiders. Now Blue Hill puts the ball in the hands of Busboom to Boniface at the top of the key. Now over to Hastings, who drives in and then pulls back, puts it up, Birkin with the board, and Balti just comes in with a solid shoulder check. He was trying to come in for the pick, and Osdick made a good move, and Balti just collided with him and drove him down.
Really don't think it was intentional there. Just really, Balti is one of the more aggressive defensive players that we've seen in the Twin Valley Conference this season. and just over-aggressive there and gets a little too much.
Inbound pass goes to Birkin. Birkin throws it up, and it was no good right in front of the basket, but he draws the foul in the process. Three quick fouls for Lawrence Nelson. This one going to be on Harrington. It'll be his second, and Birkin will go back to the line. First one is up and in. Birkin now 3-for-4 from the free throw line as Derek Harrington goes to the bench for a breather. Birkin's second shot is off the mark. Rebound goes to Boniface. Good hustle by Riley Boniface. And the Bobcats will get a chance to build on this 33-20 lead.
And Rob, already 5 offensive rebounds in the third quarter for Blue Hill.
Osdick to Birkin. Birkin off the backcourt. Turns, fires up, and in it goes. Kurt Birkin drops it in, makes it a 15-point Blue Hill lead, 35-20, with 5:08 to go in the third quarter. Bollmeyer fakes the three, gives to Bolte. Bolte now working against Osdick. Swift weaves his way in, ball knocked away. Bolte gets the rebound, tried to kick it outside, but Riley Boniface was there. Puts a paw up in the air, knocks it down, and the Bobcats drag it home. 35-20 with 4:47 to go in the third quarter, and the Bobcats with another offensive opportunity here. Bus boom, bounce pass to Boniface. Yeah, Boniface to Osdick, to Hastings on the wing, to Boniface again. Boniface will pull it back and now try to drive inside. Tries to split defenders and work his way in. Loses control. Out of bounds it goes. And Lawrence Nelson will take advantage of the turnover. Boniface knew that he'd lost the handle on it.
Lawrence Nelson probably going to have to capitalize on this possession as they see that lead that they, or the Blue Hill had at halftime, is creeping up, and now it's a 15-point lead with just 4 minutes. Lawrence Nelson yet to score yet in the third quarter.
Pass from Peterson to Bolte is knocked out of bounds. Quick hands of Thomas Osdick. Raiders will get it back. Drive inside. Peterson has it knocked away by Chad Hastings. Hastings got a big mitt up there and throw that ball right back down to Peterson, and the Bobcats will get the board. Shot is up. It's no good from Hastings. Long pass up ahead, and Hastings was there to knock it out of bounds, and no, it went off of Lawrence Nelson. And we got a timeout from Tom Jensen. The Raiders down by 15 with 3:51 to go. Not much of a switch in the way the game's being played here in the second half.
Well, and it's Lawrence Nelson right now just has to get back to basics, Rob. They were running their offense so effectively when they were starting to creep up into that lead that Blue Hill had in the first quarter. Now we're seeing very just foolish passes. That one full-court pass where in a situation at 3:51 to go in the third quarter, you're down by 15. Rob, you're going to start needing to get some clean looks at the basket and start to chip away at this game. You can't be trying to bring the house down on a long full-court pass on a breakaway.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be smart with the basketball, especially when you're down by 15.
Especially here now in the third quarter where you've yet to score a point.
Mm-hmm.
And we're more than midway through this third quarter. So Lawrence Nelson now has got themselves back in a hole, down by 15. They've shown that they can come back, but they need to show that resilience, that pause, to try to get back in it now. Busboom with the ball for Blue Hill. Gives it to Osdick now. Osdick getting covered by Bolte. Goes back to Maverick off the screen. Maverick tries to feed Boniface. It's off Boniface's arm in the hands of Derek Harrington. Harrington then will push it up and off the backboard. A good shot from Swoboda falls away. Players down on the court, but Blue Hill will retain possession or get it back with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Busboom now, outside the perimeter, feeds Birkin inside, tipped away by Swoboda, and Chad Hastings will get it back. He'll feed Osdick. Almost a good breakaway for Blue Hill, or for Lawrence Nelson, rather. Bolte makes another diving attempt. No foul called. Boniface drives, and now I think he's going to get pushed as he was crossing through the paint. Just the third team foul, or make it the fourth team foul for Lawrence Nelson. None for Blue Hill. Foul's going to be called on Swoboda. Inbound pass now from the Bobcats. Brock Kumpke's there. Takes it around the left side, outside the arc. Boniface works it around. Three-point shot from Chad Hastings from the right wing. Kumpke trying to mix it up. Garrett Swoboda gets it for the Raiders and brings it back and then slows it down to Bolte. To Harrington now on the left wing to Swoboda. Swoboda drops his shoulder, tries to come inside, turned away by Boniface and company. Swoboda for three. It's up. It's no good. Harrington had it briefly. Gets it back. We're going to get a jump ball called. Derek Harrington was battling inside with Chad Hastings. Possession arrow should go towards the Raiders, if I am correct. And that is Addison McCartney now. Pass over to Swoboda, to Bolte. Bolte now takes it to the top of the key. Works it to McCartney to his right. Schroer now. Back to McCartney. Bolte tries the left side now. Swoboda tries to cross over. Spins to his right. Gives to Schroer. Schroer thought about the three. Gets turned away. Kicks it back out to Harrington. Top of the key now with Addison McCartney. To Bolte, who tries to drive his way in. Draws four. Bobcats. Throws it up. It's no good. Chad Hastings will take the board. Ozdick now hustling it up the right side. We've got 1:33 to go in the third quarter. It's 35-20. Raiders now in danger of not scoring anything. Riley Boniface drops in at two from just inside the arc. He's got 5 points on the night for Blue Hill, who now lead by 17 with 1:14 to go. Again, the Raiders yet to score here. In the third quarter, Harrington to Swoboda. Gets turned away, goes to the right wing. Now inside to Bolte. Bolte tried to lay it up and in from the right side. Too far out. Shot was short, and the Bobcats will take the board now. Under a minute to go in the third quarter. Ozdick now works his way to the left outside the arc. Picks up Kumpke on the wing. Over to Hastings, inside to Birkin. Birkin just 1 foot inside the paint, brings it right back out. Ozdick now slowing the pace down, 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Now all alone, Ozdick will drive and collide with Harrington, and I think we might get a charge on this. No?
No, that'll be two shots to Harrington.
Yeah.
Harrington just late getting over. It was really a bang-bang play, though, Robbie. It could have went either way, but it looks like I think they're going to give the call to Ozdick there and say that Harrington was just late, and that'll be his third foul.
Yeah, that's big for Harrington. And to the line now will go Thomas Ozdick, his first shot from the charity stripe.
Rob, yeah, Lawrence Nelson, we've alluded to it, but they have gone over now 12 minutes without scoring. Their last points came at the four-minute mark in the first half.
And those are scary numbers when you were within 2 points, and then watch it now slip away to 18. Ozdick's second shot now is off the mark. 38-20 is our score. Clock now down to 25 seconds. Swoboda gets turned away by Birkin. Swoboda dishes off to Peterson. Peterson now working against Ozdick, twists and turns, and has to kick it back out to Michael Schroer. Schroer now dishes to Swoboda. Swoboda draws the crowd, gives it back to Peterson. To Swoboda, gives a look as the clock winds out. I think they just lost complete track of the clock.
And very frustrating for Lawrence Nelson right now, as that was indeed the case. Swoboda had no idea that the time was winding down to 2 seconds, and he's still trying to work the looks up at the clock as it expires, and he just throws his hands up in the air, and the exact same look from Coach Jensen.
Absolutely. Well, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with fourth quarter action. You're listening to the championship game of the Twin Valley Conference Boys Tournament from Donovan on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including checking, savings, and IRA accounts. Also, personal and auto loans, internet banking, and bill pay. South Central State Bank also has financing for your agricultural needs. South Central State Bank gives its full support to the Blue Hill Bobcats. South Central State Bank, the one place to go. Member FDIC, online at southcentralstate.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Breeze, 94.5.
8 minutes to go before we name a boys champion for the Twin Valley Conference. Blue Hill in control, up by 18 now, 38-20. Bobcats with the ball now. Busboom feeds underneath, and I think we're going to get a three-second call. 3 seconds, really?
3 seconds in the lane. Got it on Boniface, I believe, actually.
Wow. All right. Lawrence Nelson now with the ball. Peterson goes for three beyond the three-point, well beyond the three-point line. Boniface hauls it down and gets it back for Blue Hill.
Shooting woes continue for Lawrence Nelson. All alone look, and it just didn't drop.
He was a good 2 or 3 feet beyond. We got a timeout from John Coffey and the Bobcats. We'll take a break as well. 38-20 is our score. In the championship game, the Twin Valley Conference, you're listening to it all on the Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com. Or not. We'll stay with you here in Donovan. Rob Osmond, Tyson Hebronic, thanks again for tuning in. Earlier today, we saw the girls' championship take place, in which Silver Lake keeps their season perfect against Lawrence Nelson with a game that was just prior to this one, 29-17, very low-scoring game, as the Keith Crows Silver Lake Mustangs keep their season perfect, win the Twin Valley Conference for the girls' side of the bracket. On the boys' side, 38-20 is our score in favor of Blue Hill. And we're back to action now. 7:18 to go in the ball game. Riley Barlafis has it for Blue Hill at the top of the key. Working around now to Thomas Ozdick, right at midcourt. Breaks his way through, passes off to Hastings. Hastings goes baseline, gets turned away by Harrington, dishes to Birkin, or tries to give it to Birkin, but Svoboda was there, and Svoboda makes the pick. Peterson up for three, gets it to go. Andy Peterson pops for a well-deserved 3 points, and finally the scoreless drought ends for the Raiders. 38-23 is our score. 6:35 to go in the contest. Boniface almost lost it, and it's going to be hacked. I think it's by Svoboda.
A 13-minute and 20-second scoring drought has ended with that three-pointer from Peterson.
Eric Svoboda picks up his second foul, and Lawrence Nelson has no more fouls to give. The Bobcats have them all. They haven't fouled at all here in the second half.
Very disciplined Coach Coffey's team, the Blue Hill Bobcats are, especially in the second half here. I think we might get another one on Svoboda.
This would not be good. Svoboda trips up Ozdick quite unintentionally. However, that is indeed the case. Svoboda, number three, into the line now. We'll go Thomas Ozdick. Ozdick's first shot is off the mark on the 1-1. Two minutes into the fourth quarter, and I don't think Blue Hill has scored in the fourth quarter yet, have they?
Well, Blue Hill's been held scoreless. Lawrence Nelson fans reacting. Looks like a foul.
They're calling it a block.
Block on the low post. That's going to go on Birkin.
It'll be his second. Shot from Svoboda is no good. Hastings was there for the rebound, and Ozdick now works his way across midcourt. Turns it around, gives back to Chad Hastings. Hastings being covered by Jason Folmeyer. Shot is up and around and down it goes as Hastings makes a nice drive in the bucket and gets the Bobcats on the board here in the fourth quarter. 40-23 is our score. Blue Hill on top, 5:25 to go. Underhanded layup off the mark from Svoboda, and a jump ball is going to be called underneath the basket. Possession arrow points to Lawrence Nelson.
Folmeyer really frustrated with the jump ball call as he had prayed underway just as they blew the whistle. And you can sense the frustration on Lawrence Nelson now as they look up at a 40-23 score with 5 minutes and 20 seconds to go.
Inbound pass attended for Cody Bolte, knocked away by Thomas Ostick. Raiders will get it back now on their sideline. Peterson dishes back to Svoboda. 3-point shot is up and no good from Jason Folmeyer. Rebound goes to Perkins, and then Harrington's there to take it away, and Harrington gets tripped up. And I think Perkins going to get called for the foul. Perkins was down on his knees, and Harrington just tripped over his feet. But that'll be the third foul for Perkins. Bobcats still with many to give. Inside, easy touch. I think it was Svoboda.
Yeah. Svoboda gets the point off the inbounds play.
Nicely done. Cuts the lead now to 15, 40-25. Did we get a timeout called? We did. We'll take a quick break here if we can with 4:55 to go. It's 40-25 in favor of the Bobcats. You're listening to basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Great views of the world come in many shapes and sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
4 minutes, 55 seconds remain before the boys' champions are crowned for the Twin Valley Conference. Right now, the Blue Hill Bobcats on top by 15 points, 40-25. The Raiders have just grown cold. They'll get the ball back here as we get back to action now. Peterson now hustles it up, sends a purpose in his step as he tries to come in, works his way through a pick set by Svoboda, dishes to Svoboda. 3-point shot from Folmeyer goes up and in. Jason Folmeyer pops his first three of the night. And it's 40-28, and a foul is going to be called in the backcourt.
And we're going to start to see this, Rob, as Lawrence Nelson is going to have to get really aggressive if they want to get back into this game. So, you know, we're going to see a lot more fouls as this one goes on.
Bolte.
Yeah, Bolte.
Ozdick now with his first shot is up and in. Ozdick now is 2-for-4 from the free throw line. Second shot is up and it's in. 42-28 is our score. Time running out for Lawrence Nelson in their bid to win the Twin Valley Conference. So looking strong. Harrington now tries to slip between defenders and gets turned away by Birkin inside. Now Folmeyer drives, drops the shoulder, and leans into Buskum, and I think they're going to call Buskum. Maverick Busboom picks up his first. Third team foul for the Bobcats. Inbound pass now from Lawrence Nelson. Peterson now looking through this defense, trying to find an opening. Gets now a lot of pressure from Chad Hastings. Finally finds Svoboda. Svoboda works his way around, gives it to McCartney. McCartney goes baseline. He's cut off by Kumpke and Hastings. He tries to find his way through, sends over to the left side. Peterson's three-point shot is no good. Thomas Ostick goes up for a solid defensive board.
42-28. Bobcats in control. Underneath the Boniface. Boniface reverse layup is no good. Birkin reaches over to get it. I think he's going to be called on the foul. As he was up and over. If so, that'll be his fourth. He had one in the first half. And now we'll spend a little bit of time on the bench. Fourth team foul for Blue Hill.
Yeah, can't fault the contribution that he's made to this Blue Hill lineup, though. He's really, his presence has really been felt, but now he's sitting back on my coffee on the bench.
Birkin has 11 points and now four fouls. Swoboda tries to take the feed inside, gets the pocket pick by Hastings to Ozdick. He threw traffic. The ball comes bouncing out. Holmeyer gets it to Bolte. Bolte hustles it up now. He'll send it over. Three-point shot up from Jared Ryman is no good. Rebound goes to Ozdick, who will break the press now. Kumpke all alone underneath and in. Chad Hastings makes it count. Hastings now with 17 points as we're going to get a timeout from Blue Hill. We'll stay here with you. 44-28 is our score. 3:03 remaining in the contest, and the Bobcats continue to make their presence felt.
Yeah, and they're just shooting the ball really well. The last couple minutes here, from the 4 to 3 minute there, that last minute, they had three turnovers. Forced Lawrence Nelson into three turnovers, converted to points the other way. Lawrence Nelson, I believe it was McCartney. He was a little shaken up on that last play, as him and Hastings both dived for the ball. Ends up a little shaken up, so I wonder if he's going to stay in the game. But overall, Blue Hill has just been doing a pretty good job. You know, the scoring's not there as it was in the first half, but a lot of that is just because they're starting to try to slow the game down, forcing Lawrence Nelson to make some fouls and get them to the free throw line so they can walk out of here as Twin Valley Conference champions.
John Coffey now talking it over. Got to worry about Birkin. We'll see if Birkin. No, Birkin's going to remain on the bench. Ozdick, Busboom, Kumpke, Hastings, and Boniface on the court for the Bobcats. Raiders now bringing it back. Bolte now on the left side, outside the arc. Gives to Swoboda. Swoboda gives to Peterson. He wanted three and didn't get a good look at it. Clock under 3 minutes now. Bolte at the top of the key to Pohlmeier. Pohlmeier covered by Kumpke. Dishes off to Swoboda. To Bolte, cuts inside the paint. He'll put it up strong. It's no good. Boniface will out-duel Thomas Ozdick for the rebound. And the Bobcats now get it off the turnover, splitting the defenders. Was Hastings to Kumpke. Out to Ozdick now to Boniface. Clock down to 2:25. 44-28 is our score. Blue Hill in command of this game, looking to become the Twin Valley Conference champions for 2010. Ozdick now fights his way through, underhanded pass to Hastings, to Kumpke. Kumpke off the backboard gets it to go. Brock Kumpke off the bench, pops in for two, 46-28 with 2 minutes remaining.
Beautiful passing, setting up that basket for Kumpke on that last drive. Three good passes in there as another Lawrence Nelson turnover.
Yeah, Peterson, Andy Peterson shot way off the mark. Boniface hauls it down. Bobcats now working with Busboom. And Riley Boniface can't hold on to it as it slides out of bounds. And Lawrence Nelson will get the ball. Jacob Himmelberg in the game, along with David Kimenow for Lawrence Nelson, 46-28. .30 to go in the contest. Peterson gets turned away by Hastings. Looks for Harrington. He's right behind him. Harrington at the top of the key. Gives to Kimenow. Kimenow works it around now. Picks up Himmelberg. Himmelberg goes to Harrington. Harrington working against Boniface. We'll zip it across to Kimenow. Now around the corner. Driving inside on the line, I think, was Himmelberg. Nope, we're going to get a foul called.
It's going to go on Ozdick.
Ozdick picks up his first foul of the night.
maybe gave him a little help down the line.
Little push, and if we got a timeout called by Tom Jensen, yes, it's a full one. We'll take our final timeout with you. 46-28 is our score. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Petwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need, when you don't know the need to. High tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Blue Hill cheerleaders have a little bit to cheer about now. 46-28 with a minute 7 to go. The Bobcats well on their way to claiming the Twin Valley Conference championship. Substitutions now remain in for the Bobcats. Emmett Fanning in the game. There's Jordan Cox out there. Cox now works his way around the left side. Gets a solid shot up on it. Jordan Cox on the board. That's my cousin out there. You know that?
You told me that once.
I think I told you that before. Jordan Cox, solid freshman, pops in for two and gets his name in the headline. 46-30. It's still a 16-point ball game. Clock down to 45 seconds. We have another timeout on the court. We'll stay with you on this one. I don't think Jordan Cox's parents are pretty happy.
Yeah.
They're sitting out here in the crowd.
Gets his name in the Twin Valley Conference Championship record books with a two-point conversion. Three cousins.
Distant cousin.
Small world.
Get to see him in the family reunions once a year. Coming up in June. Back to business now. Bobcats now have their substitutes in. Justin Kupfer has his pass picked off by Emmett Fanning, and there's going to be a foul called on Blue Hill. It'll be Trevor Komacher picking up the foul. Cox now with it at midcourt. Gives it back to Fanning. Fanning goes inside. Cox just outside the perimeter now. Fanning now with the ball. Goes far. His shot's going to be picked off by Trent Komacher of the Blue Hill Bobcats. And he'll step inside and pull up. His shot's going to be knocked away. Cox with the pick. His pass is going to be battled around. And out of bounds it goes. Lawrence Nelson will maintain possession. 6 seconds to go in the ball game. Inbound pass. 5 on the clock. Shot is up, and this ball game is over. The Blue Hill Bobcats lay claim to the championship.
First Twin Valley Conference championship in 25 years. The team that actually John Coffey was a part of. This is such a huge win. Look, I mean, how many supporters Blue Hill brought to this match. This means so much for their school and their basketball program. Congratulations, Coach Coffey. Once again, 25 years since they won their last Twin Valley Conference tournament.
I did not realize it had been a quarter of a century since then. Coffey was on the team that won that?
Coffey was on the team that won that.
That does not surprise me whatsoever. So he'll be a happy camper, and the Blue Hill Bobcat boys have much to celebrate a hard-fought victory over Lawrence Nelson. 46-30 is our final score. As the Bobcats will get their certificate, or their trophy, rather, that'll hang proudly at the Blue Hill High School. Athletic Director Joel Morgan. Big smile on his face. None bigger than John Coffey right now as the Bobcats continue to celebrate. Hats off, though, to Lawrence Nelson for playing a very solid ball game. They got within 2 points, had an opportunity to tie it, but the strength of the Bobcats just too much for Lawrence Nelson. Still second place in Twin Valley Conference. Nothing to be ashamed about. They did an absolutely fantastic job
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show and put some numbers together, and hopefully we'll get Coach John Coffey up here to have a quick chat with us after all the celebrations and pictures coming forth. So stay with us. We'll wrap things up here for you from Donovan, the Twin Valley Conference Championship. You're listening to it all on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage, or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
For all your auto body needs, see Jordaning Body Shop in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop takes the hassle out of getting your car fixed after an accident. They do complete body work as well as glass installation, and insurance jobs are welcome. Whether it's a small ding or a major fender bender, let Jordaning Body Shop take care of it. 414 West Saline in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop, wishing the Blue Hill Bobcats good luck.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Welcome back to Donovan one more time. Rob Osmond, Tyson, and have Ronick. You're listening to the Sylvan Learning Center post-game show, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. Proud sponsors of our post-game show and education tonight coming at the hands of the Blue Hill Bobcats as they rack up their first Twin Valley Conference title in a quarter of a century, 46-30 over Lawrence Nelson. And right now the Bobcats, Kurt Birkin, has climbed up the ladder to
didn't have to climb very high.
No, he didn't.
I think he was on one step.
I think he's on one step, actually, yeah. Head's almost hitting the rim, but the Bobcats celebrating now, their booster club and their fans on the court joining in the celebration in a absolutely wonderful game for Blue Hill as they lay claim to the championship game. But let's talk a little bit about the game. And the Bobcats pretty much just playing the game the way they do, the way they have all year long.
Yeah, and that was really due in part to their hot start that they got off to tonight when they got off to that 16-3 lead in the first quarter. You talked to both coaches before the game, and one of the things that they both said is it's about how we start the game, and that's going to really dictate how this game is played out. And for Coach Coffey, none could be truer. They got out to a 13-point lead to start the first quarter, and now what we saw was Lawrence Nelson battle back a little bit in that second quarter, but the aggressiveness from Lawrence Nelson is really a double-edged sword. It's great that they are so aggressive and they can get back into the game and they don't care how much they're down behind, but also that led to some foul trouble. And that forced them to call off the dogs a little bit, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then Blue Hill was able to take advantage offensively again.
Yeah, once that avenue opened up for the Bobcats, there was no stopping Blue Hill. Top scorers, Chad Hastings,
unbelievable. 17 points tonight, and did it in a very unselfish fashion, because I'm not sure how many assists he had, but he was handing that ball off quite frequently. Kurt Birkin ends up with 11.
And Kurt Birkin stepped up when he had to in that third quarter. When the team needed to establish momentum and to really separate themselves after the second quarter, Kurt Birkin comes up with a huge third quarter, gets 6 points, and is able to help Blue Hill pull away from the Raiders.
Yeah, Birkin got into foul trouble and did not play much of that that fourth quarter, but still walks away with 11 points. For Lawrence Nelson, Garrett Swoboda, and Andy Peterson, each with 8 points apiece. Cody Bolte with 7. Bolte's presence felt more so defensively, as he gets a lot of picks tonight and some fantastic assists as well.
Yeah, Bolte played a great game for Lawrence Nelson, especially as they were trying to chip away at that Blue Hill lead. He actually had 6 steals just by himself. Now, Blue Hill only turned the ball over. They only turned the ball over 12 times tonight, so getting 6 steals from Bolte was a huge contribution for the Lawrence Nelson Raiders and their efforts to get back into this game. But like we said, Rob, it just wasn't meant to be, as Blue Hill's offense just proved to be too strong.
Yeah, and that's just been the Blue Hill's M.O. all year long. I think they've won now 12 games in a row, the Bobcats have, and their record now is at 15-3. For the rest of the year, they're going to be taking on, they'll go to Deschler. Deschler is a 6-10 team. 6-11 now. 6-11 or 6-12, Deschler is. I'll have to check the books here real quick. But and then they'll be home to end the season against Harvard, a 2-13 Harvard team. So things looking pretty solid for Blue Hill, as they have that momentum as we get ready for the sub-districts as we push towards Lincoln.
Yeah, and one of the things that Coach Coffey had mentioned in this game before the game started, he says his team had to get better at working the boards, you know, working, crashing and getting the rebounds. And tonight they did, Rob. They 34 total rebounds, both offensively and defensively, for Blue Hill, compared to only 17 on Lawrence Nelson. And Lawrence Nelson, that was one of their strong suits. They were so aggressive on the boards in that game that we saw against Shelton, yes. The game against Shelton, where they just crashed the boards and really was the best team that we have seen them play at to this point. And Blue Hill was able to out-rebound them tonight. They looked hungrier, Rob. I think the 25-year drought with everything and the fans coming in, and it was such an important game for Blue Hill. I just think that they ended up just wanting it more. And once again, Blue Hill Bobcats, you are 2010 TVC Conference champion.
Absolutely, and justifiably so. But yeah, everything kind of came together this year for the Bobcats. They're a pretty senior heavy team. Ozdick, Hastings, Boniface, and Birkin, all seniors. Only the freshman Bus Boom starting. So the Bobcats, this is really their year. This is really their opportunity to do that. And I think Coach John Coffey knew that from the start, as he was able to definitely get the most out of his boys and utilize these guys as best they can. So we are going to have a word with Coach Coffey here as he makes his way up to speak with us. So let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the coach with us. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Great views of the world come in many shapes and sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan High School, champions of the Twin Valley Conference. The Blue Hill Bobcats are speaking with head coach of the Bobcats, John Coffey. Coach, congratulations on a great win tonight.
Thank you. Our boys played very hard tonight. You know, can't say as much. Our four seniors played awesome tonight, you know. We have great leadership out of them, and every one of them stepped up tonight and played well.
It has been 25 years since the Bobcats have won the Twin Valley Conference, and if memory serves me correct, you're in familiar territory with winning the Twin Valley Conference. There was a young man on the Bobcat team a quarter of a century ago that laid claim to that title.
Yeah, it's been a long time. 25 years is a long time before we get a title, but I guess we'll take it. You know, hard work pays off in the summer, and our kids work so hard during practice. You know, they deserve every bit of this.
I certainly don't want to put the cart in front of the horse, but everything kind of falling into place for the Bobcats this year. Your team, again, senior heavy, doing an absolutely fantastic job, but this has to be a good feather in your cap as we get ready to close out the season.
Yeah, Kurt Birkin, he plays well. Riley, he's very tough to guard. We got a very good point guard in Thomas Austin, and Chad Hasten shoots the ball very well. You know, them four guys are going to be very, very deeply missed next year, but we got some young JV kids coming up, and they got big shoes to fill, but I think we can do that.
Well, right now, let's just enjoy the season that we're in right now as the Bobcats are off to keep the, what is it, 12 games in a row now?
11 or 12.
Yeah. Absolutely performance. Tell me a little bit about it. It looked like initially you guys, your rebounding was solid. You got off to that really quick start, and I'm sure that was pretty important to you.
Yeah, after last night, we had a little walkthrough this morning, and that's what we talked about, rebound. We want to win the conference championship. Rebound is where it starts, and that first quarter, we pretty much owned every board.
Later in the second quarter, Lawrence Nelson kind of made it a little bit tight, got within 2 points. I saw a little bit of a wrinkle on your brow as you were perhaps a bit concerned. I didn't see you break a sweat or anything like that, so you're clear in that. But you had to be a little concerned about your guys. What did you tell them when you called that that critical timeout?
We just told them to settle down and start playing like we did in the first quarter. We kind of got away from things that we were doing really good, and we started going freelancing and. You know, if we want to win, we got to play as a team, and then we settle down the third quarter, and we come out guns a-blazing, I guess you could say, and our defense stepped up again the third quarter.
Chad Hastings, once again, steps to the forefront, ends up with something like 17 points, did a fabulous job for you guys, but his presence is beyond, you know, putting the ball in the hole. He actually absolutely controls everything out there and has his finger on the pulse. Is that something that you guys have worked on to have him in that leadership position, or is he just kind of grown into it?
He's just kind of grown into that. You know, actually, Thomas is our point guard, and Thomas Ostick, he does a very good job with that. And, you know, everybody helps everybody here. It's a team effort for us, and hopefully it showed tonight on the court.
Ostick had a big night last night for you. It steps up again big, ends up with 9 points, still above his average, but again, one of those impact players that just kind of sets the tone and keeps that momentum going for you guys. Tell me a little bit about Riley Boniface and how he stepped up and has just become a real physical presence out there.
You know, he's just a very athletic young man, and he just keeps slowing down, and there's about no one can stop him if he slows down, you know. He's very first step quick, and he's just a very good player.
Now, I saw at the end of the first half, your freshman Maverick Busboom makes a absolutely incredible athletic play to give you that 9-point lead going into halftime, and I saw your face absolutely light up when he stepped up and sank that, because he was going against a pretty big wall.
Yeah, he was going against Swoboda, number four, and he went right to the glass on him, and that was very good for a young freshman to step up and play like that tonight. He did a good job for us.
He's got to be, I mean, as a freshman to step up and one, get a start as a Bobcat is pretty, that says a lot about a kid when he can step in as a freshman and fill those starter shoes. But has it been tough trying to work him into playing with those seniors and to get that experience you know, right away in your first year?
See, what we did, we got him first guy off the bench for like the first 4 or 5 games, and we slowly introduced him to starting, and now he's doing a great job for us out there on the court.
He looks like, I was going to talk to you yesterday about this, looked like he rolled his ankle a little bit in the fourth quarter yesterday. Any signs of that were gone today, though?
Yeah, he come out fresh, and he was ready to play today. You know, he does a very good job on the defensive end for a freshman.
Yeah, absolutely. He is absolutely no fear in there. But tell me a little bit about now how you keep the focus of your team together as you prepare to go towards the end of the season in the district.
Well, our goal is to win the regular season conference season PVC, and we got to go to Desher, and they're a very scrappy defensive team, and we have to beat them. They've only got one loss in the conference, so, you know, actually that could come down to winning the conference championship the regular season outright right there.
And that would be a big step and give you guys. But you guys clearly have a lot of momentum going right now. Everything kind of working well for you guys.
Yeah, we're all work hard together. And, you know, I can't complain ever because our guys every single day come to work and they do a great job. I just like to thank Coach Brown and Coach Heinrichs for helping out. They do an excellent job for me also.
Well, you always have a good staff up there. And your athletic director, Joel Morgan, absolutely fantastic. He's got to be pretty happy. So congratulations, Coach. Thank you so much for doing what you do and spending a little bit of time telling us all about it.
Hey, thank you guys for covering us. Hope we see you later down the road.
All right. Coach John Cuffey, big win tonight. Gets the Twin Valley Conference Championship for the first time in 25 years. Always great to speak with him and hear about the quality players and the talent that he's developed down there in Blue Hill. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll put some final numbers together and tell you about the how the whole tournament went for us as we kind of wrap things up here from Donovan. So stay with us. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The superheroes of service, powered by Westwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need, when you don't know the need to. High tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Westwood.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Pair of defensive struggles for the championship of the Twin Valley Conference. Rob Oz and Tyson Avronik wrapping things up here from Donovan, gracious host of this tournament. Earlier, our first matchup of the night, the Silver Lake girls took on Lawrence Nelson, the Raiders, and Silver Lake walks away with their third consecutive Twin Valley Conference title, the 27-19 low-scoring affair victory for Silver Lake. And then the boys that just wrapped up, Blue Hill comes out on top by 16, 46-30 in another defensive struggle. Always good to talk to Coach John Coffey and get the inside scoop on what makes these Bobcats tick year after year.
Yeah, and really, Rob, I think at Blue Hill, the way they controlled the basketball there in that second half was one of the big factors in Blue Hill winning this ball game, because you notice their turnovers, they committed 11 turnovers, which is really uncharacteristic for a John Coffey ball club, but 9 of those came in the first half, and a lot of that was when Lawrence Nelson was just so much more aggressive and getting picks and getting fast breaks and getting back into the game. Lawrence Nelson controls the ball a lot better in the second half and ends up holding on to the victory.
Well, they take it, and I guess let's kind of fast forward and let's look at, assuming everything goes as planned, we're going to have some a very strong presence in the state tournament coming up from a lot of our local teams, I mean, including the Silver Lake girls, who remain undefeated, and now we know Blue Hill's got a very strong presence, but we have the opportunity to get some good solid teams into some postseason play.
We do, but you talk to any one of those coaches and they're not thinking about state tournament play at all. Their main focus, and you heard it from Keith Crow again, just how focused he is on every game at hand, And he says, we're just looking one game at a time, one game at a time. It's so cliche, but it's so true with both of these coaches. You know that they're going to be looking into district play and just getting ready to play their next opponent. And, you know, and we've seen it. We saw it last year, or this fall, actually, when we covered volleyball. The top seed, one of the top seeds falls in the district play, opens up the window for the four seed to get in there. So anything can happen when you get into district play, and who knows what's going to be going on. And you're exactly right. We could have a potentially strong presence in the state tournament with these two Twin Valley Conference champions tonight, but we'll see how that all pans out in the coming weeks.
Yep, exactly. And you hit it right on the head. You can't play it. You got to play it one game at a time.
Yeah.
So that's the way it is. Anyway, we're going to wrap things up on that note. I'm kind of getting some grief from my cousin here. She's giving me a little bit of little hassle, at least, but that's all right.
You okay?
Because her son popped in 2 points. Jordan Cox got it in, so very, very good to hear that. So, okay, we're going to wrap things up on that note. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight and listening to this great game. Again, Silver Lake girls champions of Twin Valley Conference and the Blue Hill boys on top as well. So for Tyson Urbanek, I'm Rob Austin. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you next time with our game of the week right here on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Your local sports favorites are here on The Breeze, 94.5. Go on to tune to